And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with South Loup head football coach Zach Sweet. Well, Coach, let's start with this. How did it feel being on the sideline in the role of head coach for your first time in last week's season opener?
You know, it was just a way different experience than being a player or being an assistant. You know, not necessarily good or bad. You know, there was different pressures and a lot more things to think about, and didn't really even get to enjoy the pregame warm-up as much because I was, you know, dealing with reps and other things. It was a fun learning experience.
Listen, you opened against a very high-quality opponent, and I know losses are never easy, but have you been pleased with the way the kids have responded to that in practice this week?
No, they were very quality, you know, and I think we responded by, you know, just focusing on us. You know, I think we need to improve us, you know, the last couple days here all week long, you know, with a short week turnaround, a Thursday game. You know, we had to look at the film and decide what we did poor and what we did good and what changes we needed to make. And it was a quick week, but a good week of preparation. Film together, I think, is important. Our young guys got the chance to play and did a really good job and put some great film together as well. And, you know, and also just how to deal with adversity. You know, we stared adversity right in the face during that first game, and we came out of it, I think, a better team.
You maybe have touched on this a little bit already, but concentration and mental preparation, Zach, I know that's a big part of getting ready for a game and growing throughout the season. Have you seen some growth in that area from your kids from week one to week two?
Yes. I mean, exactly what you just said. I mean, that was kind of our message and kind of our focus this week is it's us versus us. You know, how much, what can we improve on? How much better can we get? What do we need to change? And that was really where our focus was, and I thought the boys did a good job of taking on that challenge.
It's an area of the game that I know can be easily overlooked, but it's such an important part, and that's special teams. We know it plays an important role in each game. Do you like where your team is right now in that aspect? I know it's, you know, you've just played one game, but talk a little bit about the special teams area, if you could.
You know, that was, I mean, it's, you know, a third of the game, and it's always so overlooked, you know, and we struggled. I think that was one thing that we found on film and one thing we agreed on as a coaching staff is we struggled on special teams. And so changing some things up, switching some people around, spending more time in practice doing those things, you know, Coach Schwarz, Coach Waverka have been doing it forever and had a lot of really good ideas, you know, and so we're trying to implement those, get a lot more reps and improve because that was definitely a part of the game that we struggled with.
Coach, talk a little bit about your opponent. You get Sand Hills Valley on Thursday night. Just talk about your preparation for them and what will be the keys for the South Loup Bobcats.
You know, from my experience growing up in the Sand Hills, you know, anytime you play a Sand Hills-based team, you know you're going to get a four-quarter fight. You know, they're ranch kids, they're workers, you know, they have the type of mentality, you know, up in the Sand Hills that we're trying to instill in our kids of always fighting and giving maximum effort. You know, they have low numbers this year and have kind of battled some early season injuries. But, I mean, they're just a team that's going to go out and compete and have a ton of heart, great coaches, you know, and I'm just excited. We're, like I said, we just got to focus on us this week and finish things out and be ready to be prepared to compete, you know.
Well, Coach, it's great to visit with you. We really appreciate you taking the time, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Thursday night.
Thank you so much for the support.